Today's shir in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are beginning in Amitz Hashem, going to complete Simen Resh Chaf Ches today, which is the brachos that you make on seeing certain bodies of water, rivers, or oceans, and on tall mountains. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Al Yamim Unahoros, when a person sees various bodies of water, large lakes or rivers, or harim ugvos umidbaros, or when one sees large mountains or peaks or deserts. So you make the bracha ome baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam. Again, you make this bracha ushem umalchus, osa masa bereishis, a bracha that we've already discussed in previous shiurim, in previous days, and you are basically acknowledging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you are the creator of the entire world, and we actually can see the evidence of that, so to say, even in this day. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph explains, Pirish, the bracha is telling us over here, Kivan sheyasodin mi'oz, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these brios in the world, these rivers, these lakes, these oceans, these mountains, from the very time of Maisa Bereishis, and therefore v'shivcho shomachem hu, and therefore it's a tremendous praise from us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kishanu makirin hayom, dover sha'anu yodim shamokum bro misheish smei bereishis v'dayinu kayim. Therefore, we are giving tremendous praise over here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we are able to recognize and see something that we know was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the Maisa Bereishis, and it's still around today for us to look at. Ve'in shayach levarech aleim, but we do not make on such phenomenon that we just described, shekochu gvoros ma'olam. The bracha of shekochu gvoros ma'olam is made kimo al ruchos ra'amim, that's made on very ferocious winds or on thunder, because in those situations, the hasam heim nirim v'nishmoyim l'meirochok. You can hear these horrific winds from far away. You can hear these thunderous claps from shamayim from far away. And therefore, that demonstrates shekochu gvoros ma'olam. It fills up the entire world. However, avo yamim unahar, when you see an ocean, it's right there. When you see a mountain, it's right there. It doesn't demonstrate all over the world. So therefore, it's less appropriate to say kochu gvorosam olayolam, rather than this is an example of osa masa bracious. We see here living proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire world. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'al hayom hagodol, and when you see the great sea, which the Mechaber translates essentially as the Mediterranean Sea, because he says, V'hu hayom, this is the sea, sha'ovrim bo le'eretz Yisrael u'mitzrayim, that you cross to get to Eretz Yisrael or Mitzrayim, and this would be the Mediterranean Sea. So the Mechaber says, when you see the Mediterranean Sea, you make the bracha Omer, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, again, with Shem Umalchus, Ose Hayom HaGodol. You make a specific bracha for this body of water, Ose Hayom HaGodol, as opposed to the bracha that you make in general on seeing large bodies of water, which is Ose Masa Bereishis. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Beis explains, the Nikra Yom HaGodol, why is the Mediterranean Sea, according to Mechaber, called the Yom HaGodol? Bnei Chashivuso Shel Eretz Yisrael. This is because of its close proximity to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Chashivus of Eretz Yisrael, so we name the body of water right next to Eretz Yisrael, the Yom HaGodol, the Great Sea. However, that is the Mechaber's opinion. The Mishneh Berurah brings down Aval Harbi Achronim, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Gimel, he brings this down in the name of Rav Avadya Bar Tanura, the Prisha, the Lechem Chamudos, in the name of the Avudram. And he says this is also the opinion of the Tshuvas HaRosh, the Magen Avraham, the Vilna Gaon, and the Shnos Elio. All of these opinions state that they plegi al Mechaber, they argue on the Mechaber, and they in fact hold Usfir Lehu, the Dafka al Yom Okeanus. It's only on the oceanic seas, in other words, on the Atlantic Ocean and all the other Atlantic connections, such as the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, etc. All of the oceans, Shehu Ayam HaGodo Shebuchol Ayam, and this is the sea of all seas, so this is Shemakif is Kol Olam, it surrounds the entire world, so only on the oceans does a person make this bracha of Ose Hayom HaGodo. And Olav Kavu, all of these Achronim hold that on the Atlantic Ocean equivalent, bracha bifnei asmo bifnei godlo. That's the only type of body of water that gets its own special bracha, not osa masa bereishis, but osa hayom hagodol. However, avol ayam sh'ovrim bo le'eretz Yisrael, but on the Mediterranean Sea, lo nikrol inyan zeh yom hagodol. These poskim disagree, the Mishneh Berurah says, and do not call the Mediterranean Sea the yom hagodol. And the, seeing the Mediterranean Sea, umavarchan alav kamo al shar yamim, you would make the same bracha that you would make on all other bodies of water that are significant enough to make a bracha on them, osa masa bereishis. The Mishneh Berurah concludes and he says, Vida. He says, furthermore, you should know, Dekola brachos elo, enon elekishiroa osam mishloshim yom lishloshim yom. He brings in the name of the Achronim that all of these brachas that we're talking about over here, the Osa Maaseh Bereishis or the Osa Yom HaGadol, is only made once every 30 days. If you've seen the phenomenon of the body of water again within a 30-day period of time, you do not repeat the bracha, you start the clock again. Now let's first look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Yom HaGadol. The second line, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim says over here, nearly, it's my opinion, the Emberechel of Osa Maaseh Bereishis shot to be the Eved. Even according to the Mechaber, who says you should make the bracha on the Mediterranean, Osa Hayom HaGadol, even if you hold like the Mechaber that you should make that bracha on the Mediterranean, you would be Yotzei B'di'evet if you were to make an Osa Maaseh Bereishis. And this is, in fact, what all the other poskim say L'chadchila you should do. So this is, therefore, the best position, because you're Yotzei the Mechaber B'di'evet, and you're Yotzei all the others L'chadchila. And he says the reasoning behind this is because you're Yotzei B'di'evet, because this is like the bracha of Shahakol. That if you make a Shahakol in something, even if that's not the correct bracha, you are Yotzei B'di'evet. Furthermore, he adds that the reason the rabbi set up a bracha according to the Mechaber that's special in the Yom HaGadol is because it's a very specific bracha. So it's analogous to wine, where Chazal said that you should make a Bari Priya Gofen. But if you make a Bari Priya Eitz, the Chofetz Chaim says, on wine, according to most Rishonim and Achronim, you would be Yotzei B'di'evet as well. Because L'chatchila, because of its chashivos, the rabbi set a separate bracha for it itself. So one can make the same analogy over here. Because of the chashivos, the closest to Eretz Yisrael, the rabbi said the Mediterranean Sea deserves a special bracha, Osa Yom HaGadol. But mikol makom, bottom line, b'di'eved, you would be Yotze over here on wine if you make a Bari Priya Eitz, according to many poskim, and therefore, so too over here, you would be certainly Yotze if you made a Osa Maaseh Bereishis on the Mediterranean Sea, and therefore that would seem to be the safer thing to do, and not get into the question of, did you make the wrong bracha? If you say Osa Yom HaGadol, you're not supposed to, so then that would be a problem on the Mediterranean Sea. Tishah footnote number one brings down, what happens if you only see a part of this ocean or sea? And umachmas kotno, because you're only seeing a little small piece of it, eno mispile birioso. You're not overwhelmed by it. You're not amazed at it, because you're only seeing a very, very small thing. You're looking at it from a distance, and you're only seeing a very small piece of it. You're seeing it, but you're not really seeing its greatness, its magnificence. So Rav Ozner Zatzal brings down in the Shara Ayin, sheyitochin shekavonas Chazal levarach rak kishiro givura sayom v'godlo, that the intention of the Chazal in setting up this bracha is only if you can see it in its glory and its full power and magnificence. Because only in that situation do you really see the osa maisa bereishis aspect of it, and therefore if you're not mispoil, if you're not amazed by it, he says you should not make the bracha v'shem u'malchus. However, while Yashav Zatzal disagrees, he says you should make the bracha v'shem u'malchus, and L'havda Mechaim L'chaim, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, says also that you should make the bracha with Shem U'malchus, even if you only see a small piece of it. He brings down from Venison Karolich Shlita, what happens if a person doesn't see it with his own eyes, but he sees it through binoculars? So he brings down from both Venison Karolich and as well Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that if you see it directly and clearly through the binoculars, then you can make a bracha with Shem U'malchus. The issue for number three brings down, if you see the Kinneret, if you see the Tiberian Sea, the Yam Kinneret. So then he brings down from Yaakov Emden Zatzal in the Moruk Tzia, that you make a bracha, Osa Maaseh Bereishis on the Kinneret. And this is also as well the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, Rav Pinchas Scheinberg Zatzal, and Rav Nissen Karolich Shlita. And Rav Yashiv added as well, Shadavka Baroas Kol HaKinneret. This is only true if you see the entire Kinneret. Because if you don't see the entire Kinneret, you may only see a part that has been widened since Maaseh Bereishis, and the part that you're seeing, therefore, wouldn't demonstrate that this was a creation for Maaseh Bereishis, and therefore, unless you're seeing the entire Kinneret, you shouldn't make the bracha v'shem u'malchus. Dishah foot number four brings down that if somebody lives near the ocean, but hasn't seen it within 30 days, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, as well as Rav Nissen Karolich Shlita, bring down that if you see it now after 30 days, you still do not make the bracha because you live so close to it. And we brought down previously because so many other people in that area are seeing it, so even though you didn't see it, you don't make the bracha. However, Rav Yashiv Zatzal disagrees, and L'Havdil Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita as well, both say that you should make the bracha in this situation. As long as you personally have not seen it, despite the fact that you live near it, you're allowed to make this bracha if it's been more than 30 days since you've seen it. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel says the bracha is Osa Hayom HaGadol. Now, this is the Lashon, Kenu Lashon HaTor. This is brought down from the language that the Tor writes. However, he brings down Avokama Poskim. There are Poskim, and he brings down the Sharet Zion, Oz Dala. This includes the Magen Avraham and the Aliyah Rabbah. Kama poskim etiku nusach bracha zu b'loshen avar. Ose hayom hagadol means a continuous current act, but the correct nusach, according to this other poskim, it should be in the past tense, sha'asa es hayom hagadol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this yam hagadol. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Lo al kol ha-naharos mevorach. Not on every single river can you make the bracha of Osem Asa Bereshis. Only Elo al arba naharos tichsivi b'kra. Only on the four rivers that are mentioned specifically in Chumash. For example, kamo chideko lupras. Like the rivers, the chideko, usually translated as the Tigris, and the pras, usually translated as the Euphrates. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet, however, says, lav daf kelui. The Mechaber doesn't literally mean only these four rivers. Elohua didn't call on Naharos. He says the same bracha is made, Osam Asa Bereshis, when you see any river that's like this. In what way? Shein Gedolos Kmoelu, that it's large, like these rivers, Elohua Dalet Naharos, like these four rivers. And likewise, Vishiyu Yiduim, and it should be well known, Shein Mimei Bereshis, that these are rivers from the beginning of time that were created at Maaseh Bereishis. Kemoelu, like these four rivers which are mentioned in Chumash. Velo nisavu achakapo, we're not talking about rivers that were either man-made or through other natural formations made subsequent to Maaseh Bereishis. So if it's a river like those four that was significant as well as known to be from Maaseh Bereishis, Mevarach, the Mishnah Berurah says, then you're allowed to make the brachos of Maaseh Bereishis on those rivers as well. We're not limiting it to just the Chidekel and the Pras that I mentioned in Chumash. And that's actually really what the Mechaber alludes to as well. The Mechaber says, V'hu shero som b'mokom, it's when you see these rivers in a place, shelo nishtana mahalochom, that hasn't changed. The original root of the river from Maaseh Bereishis is still that root that you're seeing. It wasn't changed or diverted via dam or via human intervention. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay explains, Pirush, the b'mokom shechafru v'shinu mahalocho shel hanohar, l'derech acheres, in a place where they diverted the river, they dammed it, they somehow diverted the river to flow in another direction from the way it was from Maaseh Bereishis, then, from that point and on, ein mevarcha meyoso amokom v'holo. You can't make the bracha anymore over there because that's not osa Maaseh Bereishis. The shom lav Maaseh Bereishis hu. And he says further, "V'ayin de El Yerabba Shemitzadid Loma." The El Yerabba says, "The Imsofik Lo, if you're not sure, was this the original location from the time of Maaseh Bereishis, or was it not? So Im Nishtanu, you're not sure. The Sofik Lo Im Nishtanu, Gamkin Lo Yivorach. When in doubt, don't make the bracha because Sofik Brachos Lahokel." However, the Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Sharot Zion Osches that the Prima Gadim disagrees with this. The Prima Gadim Tzadid Lomar, the Mistama Lo Nishtanu. If you don't know, one can say that Mistama things haven't changed, and he says Halacha Lemaisa. The Chofetz Chaim says, not sure whether to follow here the El Yerabba, which he did bring down in the Mishnah Berurah, that you shouldn't make the bracha, versus the opinion of the Prima Gadim that says you can make the bracha. And in general, in these situations, we say, make the bracha without shame umalchus, and that's the best that you can do without having to worry about a bracha of Atola. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav, he writes, Ayde Adam, it hasn't been changed via human intervention. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Hud in the Yaman. The same thing applies to bodies of water that aren't rivers, like lakes or big seas. In Imshichu b'nei Adam me'echod l'chaveiro, the Asoli Echod, if you had two seas that were connected together, by, for example, the Panama Canal, for example, connecting the Atlantic and the Pacific Ocean, and other canals that connect a body of water from one side to the body of water on the other side, the Asoli Echod, now you have seemingly one body of water, Ein Mevarcham al Osu Mo. When you're seeing that part that was man-made and created, and you're only seeing that, you can't make the bracha of Osam Asab Rashis because that part wasn't from Osam Asab Rashis. Ella, the Biyamim in Hastam, Eino Onusrichim Locho Shoseh. But in general, unless you know that this is a canal that's connecting these two rivers over here, or these two oceans or seas, so then one can assume when you're not dealing over here with an expectation or a knowledge that they were created by man, so one can assume the Stam situation is that they were created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dish foot number 7 brings down what happens when you see the Dead Sea. Haroes Hayam HaMelech. So Rav Yaakov Emden Zatzal in the Kvarim Ktziah brings down that you do make a bracha on the Dead Sea. That's unique and special from the time of Bereishis, and therefore you make the bracha on it. And this is also the opinion of the Shelis Tshuvas Orlu Tzion. And this is the opinion as well of Rav Nissen Karol Shlita. However, others disagree. He brings down that Rav Yashiv Zatzal, as well as Rav Ozan Zatzal, both mistopic over here, should you make this based upon a Rashi in Bereishis that says that this was not present at the time of Maaseh Bereishis, and therefore they would say, don't make this bracha u'shem u'malchus, just make it baruch osa Maaseh Bereishis. Finally, we go to Sif Gimel of Mechaber. V'lo al kol harim u'gvaros mevarach. We don't make this bracha on all mountains and all peaks over here. On all hills, which ones do you make it on? Ela davka al horim ugvos hamishunim v'nikeres gevuras habori behem. You only make it on mountains and hills and peaks that are different or unusual in some way, and one recognizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from looking at such mountains. Dishafut number two brings down in regarding to these hills and mountains over here, Hamishunim. So he says, Yesh Levarach, you do make a bracha on them if they're unusual. So the Ktos HaShulchan brings down, Shedin Zehu Af Kishein Harim Mufusamim Machmas Govam. They don't have to be well-known, very, very publicized mountains because of their unusual height. If they're at all recognizable that this is Gvuras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you could make the bracha according to this opinion of the Ktos HaShulchan. Chayadim and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan, however, say that it really must be famous and well-known in the world because of their height in order for you to make this bracha. What is the difference between a har and gavoa, the horim and the gavos? So Rav Yaakov Emden also brings down in the Moruk Tzia, a gavos are a enlarged hill area, tel zakuf, v'talul umuchudod b'rosho. It's like a pointy peak. As opposed to the Vilna Gaon's opinion is, it's just a little bit lower than the mountains and not necessarily does it need to have a pointy peak. That concludes today's Shir and Siman Resh Chav Ches.